people often think that they are a Christian because that's what they call themselves, or that's the way they were raised. I was raised a Christian. Or because they go to or associate themselves with a Christian church, they talk more about what church do you go to? What church do I go to? Or because they feel maybe they were Christian because they were baptized. But being a Christian is much more than all of those things. All of those things can be pretty superficial. And there are a lot of people who do all kinds of wicked things who call themselves a Christian. A true Christian is actually a follower of Jesus Christ, which is a disciple and student of his word and of his life. Now, this is the most important decision that any human being can make, because Christ is our salvation. There's no other way to enter into the kingdom of heaven. No other way that you can be saved. Now, I was raised by a family we were very religious. Both of my parents, and they taught me the Bible, especially my mother would get me up bright and early in the morning to go over the scriptures with me. But they taught me to love God and to obey God. But I'm going to tell you, no matter what you were taught, your parents and the members of your church or your family or your spouse is not going to be able to stand before God in your behalf. They cannot do it. We all have to come before God, and God is going to judge each and every one of us based on how we lived our lives. So you have to know God for yourself. I realized when I was about 20, maybe 21, 22 years old, that I didn't know as much as I needed to know. And I also realized, it came to me, how could I call myself a Christian if I didn't know the things that Christ said, and I didn't know who Christ was? Because, you know, you don't meet him on the street corner. You find him in the Bible. I knew what I was taught, and I knew various scriptures, different things, different parables and stuff, but I needed to understand these things, and I needed to have a fuller comprehension of all those things that was found in the Bible. So the first thing I did was I read the Bible through. I said, you won't know God until you read his word. So I read it through. I started from Genesis and I read through Revelations. And that was the beginning of my journey of being converted and of being truly what a Christian is, because you have to know God, and you have to know God for yourself. You do find him in the volume of a book. Now, Jesus, his testimony, meaning what he left, his testament, rather, what he left for us, his word that he literally came to the earth and left that for us, and the example that he set, we find that in the New Testament. But another name for the Son of God is the Word of God, and that means it is the entire Bible. You have to know his word, and you have to know how to obey him. And he laid it very plainly when he wrote the Ten Commandments, with his own finger, mind you. So to be a Christian, you have to live like Christ, and that can be a tall order. You have to change your life. But that's what baptism means anyway. If you don't change, it's no different than if you just got dunked in some water. It doesn't mean anything. When you're baptized into Christ. And you also have to take up your cross and follow him. And when you obey his word and take his word into yourself, that's like you're eating his word. That's why you have communion. The bread and the wine is taking into yourself Christ, because that changes you. This means you have to sacrifice your carnal pleasures, your old sinful ways and become a new person in Jesus. And you know, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And therefore, a true Christian is one who obeys God.